Good afternoon, Dr. Schnitt, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Jamie Lamonds, L-A-M-O-N-D-S. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 6-1-22, Mr. Lamonds performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant improvement, but the patient is left with a minimal restrictive lung disorder without airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-17-21, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Montillo, M-O-N-T-I-L-L-O. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 6-1-22, Mr. Montillo performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-30-21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on June Lovelace. On 6-1-22, Mrs. Lovelace performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility, leaving the patient with normal pulmonary function, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-1-21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Catherine with a K, Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6-1-22, Mrs. Carpenter performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 135 minutes in 4 minutes and 2 seconds, she stopped the test due to back and hip pain, period. At that time, her saturation was 95%, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Exercise intolerance may be due to back and hip pain, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Minton. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6-1-22, Mr. Minton performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal restrictive disorder without airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction, period. When compared to a study dated 11-16-21, there's been improvement, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Smith. This goes to Dr. Patrick Ellis. On 6-1-22, Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, the patient had improvement in airflow with continued mild restrictive lung disease, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction with insignificant bronchial reactivity, period. When compared to a prior study data 10-26-21, there's been improvement, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Stephen, Stephen Klestinic, Klestinec. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 6-1-22, Mr. Klestinic performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 361 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98%, period. Neuropathic impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a C. Bridges. This goes to Dr. Griffin. On 6-1-22, Mrs. Bridges performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of aortic obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study data, 10-26-21, there's been no significant change, period. Neuropathic impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6-1-22, Mrs. Brown performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 341 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. Neuropathic impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carl with a C, Homburg, H-O-M-B-U-R-G. This goes to Dr. Hamby. On 6-1-22, Mr. Homburg performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study data 2-1-22, there's been no significant change, period. Neuropathic impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Thank you.